Brian and Justin. Mornings
on Q101.
Brian and Justin on Q101. Ahoy! Here we go. It is Friday. Let's go. Remember, we put the FU in Friday.
Nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady. I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock. When I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor. When I'm not cooperating. When I'm rocking the table while he's operating. Hey! You waited this long to stop debating. Cause I'm back, I'm on the brag and not debating. Job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me.
Okay. Here we go.
You've done it. You made it to Friday. Congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. Let's have some fun today.
Well, don't reach behind while driving. That's dangerous.
You know I can't reach behind right now. I have a frozen shoulder.
It's interesting you said that. Because while I was just kind of, I made a move during that M&M, and I think I tore something by my collarbone. Oh,
yeah, I saw you pulling the Michael Phelps.
I just saw something weird. I was like, what happened there? And all of a sudden, I'm going to be hurt. This is how we're starting. We try to have so much fun to get started and hear your voices at 312-591-8300. Check in.
Yeah, check in with us on what hurt you this morning when you woke up.
Yeah. What the hell, man? I was already started just right. I did something. Now I got to like take some leave or something like that.
Yeah, and that's a shame because today's show is going to be so awesome. Brian has some new energy. I don't even know where he got this energy. But he has been hilarious. He has been energetic. He's been so much fun all morning. I am so stoked for today's show.
I got a nap yesterday.
Did you?
It's the first nap of the week. I got about 45, 47 minutes, I think. And,
proud of you.
No, seriously, dude. You are a different person. I was like, yo, why do you have my energy and I have none?
Well, listen, I don't know what I can do to bring you up. What can I do?
What is this, Freaky Friday? Switch bodies?
Face off? I don't know. I just feel a little good today after a long week, you know, the Fallout Boy week, and you're exhausted. And I don't know, sometimes your body, when you test it, a new adrenaline pump comes through later on. You don't know.
Never done well with tests. A drug test.
Okay.
I've always aced those.
Oh, that's a good. Well, you got to start somewhere.
You know what? I wish my dad would understand that. Yeah, Dad, I failed school, but guess what? I also failed every drug test.
Oh, man.
What's worse? 15 degrees this morning.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly out there. Now, listen, we've had a wuss Chicago winter, really, for the most part. I mean, Christmas sucked. It got like a little below zero stuff there, but we've had it pretty easy. I guess it's going to be a lot of snow tomorrow. That'll be kind of cool. Sunday watching some football with snow outside. I can't wait.
It's so cold outside. I'd like to talk to people who are outside working in the cold while I sit here in the very warm studio. Not to brag or anything, but it's a little hot. I might take my hoodie off.
Oh, really?
I got the sweats.
Do you want me to fan you?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, can I open a window here?
Actually, can you just blow on me?
I can do that.
Just blow me.
Yeah.
Like that.
Just like that?
Oh, I understand why you stopped. I was like, what did I say? Oh, that's what I said.
Yeah. Check in with us here because, it does. You know, again, we've been used to pretty warm January here, and all of a sudden today it just kind of hits us, and it's like you're outside. You got to go do your thing outside. I saw some guys when I was coming in here about 4 in the morning. They stopped at a building, and it said floor repair. And so those guys, I saw them, and I'm like, they're going in that building to repair a floor at 4 in the morning because they got to do it before all the people come down in their suits and go to work, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going in here to BS on the air.
I always feel bad for those guys, but then I see their eyes and I see that they're on fentanyl, and I go, oh, okay, I would be too. I don't understand how people work graveyards. I used to do graveyard shift, and I used to sleep. I didn't really work on graveyard shift.
Yeah, I found some kind of joy in working graveyard for a while because no one was around. I just kind of felt like no one's going to judge me for 8 hours.
Right, but you're also a vampire.
It's weird that we do this. I ended up here like getting up at 3 in the morning when I used to go to bed at like 6 in the morning all the time, even when I wasn't doing that graveyard shift. But there was some kind of a little bit of weird joy in kind of knowing that you're up when everybody else is asleep. I don't know. It was weird for me. I didn't mind it.
I had that joy, too, when I was 7. Like, that's not super exciting when you're seven. You're like, woo, it's 9 o'clock. I'm living the life. We have Joe on line one who wants to check in with us.
Joe from Oak Lawn. Ahoy.
Hi. Ahoy. Good morning.
Morning.
What's going on with you this morning?
Well, since I know, you know, we're speaking about being broken, I fractured my foot. It was an acute fracture. I don't know, sometime last year. I guess I didn't know about it. I just probably said, ow, I hurt my foot.
Right.
So my bones fused together. So instead of being two separate units, now they're one whole unit. And again, I didn't know about this.
What?
I fractured my foot again in December. And I, just like, you know, we're over here just walking, striding along, and I fractured it because I stepped wrong. And now I'm on my voyage of recovery, trying to figure out how to, you know, not break again, because I am one fart away from paralysis.
Did you say one fart away from paralysis?
One fart.
That's really funny.
So your bones fused together, so they were kind of like docking? That's weird.
The medical term is torso coalition.
I thought it was docking.
So that's, you know, there's something going on there, and now I walk like a pimp all the time without even trying.
Shh, nice. How old are you, Joe? Do you mind if I ask?
I'll be 32 next month.
32 and you're hurting yourself, breaking bones, walking?
Yeah.
Dang, girl.
Yeah, but that's the age that happened to me. That's the age when I screwed up my back playing basketball, and I didn't believe it. 32 is when I first screwed up my back. I didn't have no problems, nothing, until 32.
Yeah, not in life.
No.
Zero problems.
Zero problems. I mean, I didn't have a girlfriend. I didn't have a job. I mean, but I could play basketball. It was nice.
Isn't it crazy how we were super stressed out when we had nothing?
Yeah.
And then now when you progress in age and you start to, you know, be established as an adult, we're stressed out about everything.
Yeah.
It's wild. Well, hope you feel better, Joe. Yeah, good luck with your foot.
You know what would have been nice? It would have been nice for me to get hurt at Fall Out Boy, but you guys didn't, like, answer my 10th call, so.
Oh, yeah. That was a GIMP-free show. Yeah.
So.
Pimps were welcome.
All right, guys.
Yeah, pimps, no gimps.
Yeah.
Brian and Justin in the morning and Chicago's alternative all day.
Q101.
Time for a fact that makes your brain go.
Ka-boom.
With Brian and Justin here on Q101, a survey of thousands of Chicagoans came up. What is your number one dream job? And the number one answer for a dream job in Chicago was being a pilot.
True.
I don't believe it either. That's odd, right? I give the top five if you want, but first we can settle in with that one. Do people really dream? Do you think because you are a pilot, you travel the world? And, you know, I don't know. Especially with the Southwest stuff, that doesn't sound like being fun being a pilot at Christmas time here at Midway Airport.
I think it's pretty common when you're a little kid to want to be a pilot, especially if you grew up in an era before 9/11 where you're allowed to see the cockpit, meet the pilots. That was awesome. That was thrilling.
Was that real or was that just in the movies?
That was real.
Because I didn't fly till I was like 25 years old the first time I flew.
Oh, I got my wings when I was just a little kid.
Did you really?
For sure, yeah. My parents sent me to bad kid camp in Arizona. You know those Dr. Phil camps that Catch Me Outside Girl went to?
Those are real too?
I went to one, yeah.
Those are terrible, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, those like convicts that run them?
Well, yeah. I mean, and attend them.
Hey, send your kid here, man, and we're going to get them straight. You're going to get them back. They're gonna be afraid of everything when they get back to you, man.
They're not lying. Yeah. There's a reason that I flinch anytime somebody sneezes.
If you react when a sneeze happens, little Justin, you're going to get the belt treatment.
You may have been abused if you flinch when people sneeze.
But yeah, back to that on the pilot thing. There's three things I wanted to be when I was younger. I wanted to be a rock star, Eddie Van Halen, RIP. Yesterday was his birthday. Would have been 68. I wanted to be Neil Armstrong. I wanted to go to the moon. And I wanted to be Michael Jordan. I wanted to be an NBA basketball player.
And a trucker.
A trucker was really young. I dreamed of being a trucker and sleeping in the back. And I didn't know about lot lizards then, but I figured you sleep in the back and it's nice. You drive places, you see the country, and no one bothers you. That's what I thought. What about you?
I wanted to be a fisherman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a fisherman. I wanted to be a mascot. I wanted to be alive.
That's a profession. Sure. Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't really have a dream of being a professional anything.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make it out of the trailer hood.
Yeah, and you did.
I always wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah.
I think everybody always has a little piece of that in them.
Right. Some kind of fantasy there.
Yeah. I just wanted to be loved. I think that's what it was, right? When you go on stage or you're a comedian, all the attention is on you and people like you. They come out to see you.
Mm.
And I think that's what drew me towards that.
Yeah.
And to the career I'm in now.
Yeah?
Just love me, damn it.
I think the same kind of thing. All three of mine came here, like being an NBA player and being a rock star and being an astronaut, all kind of follow through with what we're doing here.
Kind of. What's the second most, I don't know.
Yeah, second most dream job that kids had, or when you were young, what you thought you'd want to be? A writer.
Yes.
Really?
Not when I was younger, but now I do.
Yeah?
For sure. I dream of being a writer.
Is that right?
Yeah. Why are you acting like this is the first time you heard that?
I avoid writing. I mean, just as far as when you were young, the vision. I know now.
You're reading my writing right now.
I'm just saying when you were younger, did you say, I want to grow up and be a writer?
No, I didn't know how to spell or write.
Yeah.
But now that I learned those skills.
I like writing.
I like to write.
Dancers, number three.
Never.
Now then, this shows the signs of the times. A YouTuber is number four, to be just a YouTuber, or an influencer is in that world too.
Yeah, when I was in my early 20s, I wanted to be a Vine star.
Weren't you a Vine star, though?
Not a star, but I did well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how I do so well in 6 seconds or less. Anything more, people hate me.
Well, good thing we got 3.5 hours left.
But I would love to... I almost cost. I'd like to hear what other people dreamed of being when they were kids.
Yeah, like what was your, you know, you can say what you're doing now and what your dream job was, if that's not too depressing, to say what you're doing now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. 312-591-8300. Yeah, what your dream job.
Buckle in. There's 3 hours left.
That's right. In 6 second increments, you are going to love Justin for the next 3.5 hours. It's Brian and Justin. Brian and Justin, Q101.
Brian and Justin, mornings
on Q101.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Brian and Justin, mornings
on Q101.
We're just talking about the number one dream job from people in Chicago when they were asked this question was to be a pilot. And we threw it to you guys a little bit like that. You had that thing you dreamed of being, and what are you doing now? Brian checked in. I always wanted to own a hot dog stand.
Nice.
That's a great, hell yeah. Instead, I've sold parts at a Ford dealership for 26 years. And I'm ready to get the hell out of it, he says.
Right on, buddy. We'll start your hot dog shop.
Listen, you can do anything you want if you put your mind to it, put your back into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what Missy Elliott says.
Yeah. You know, though, the funny thing is, I'm being a hypocrite by saying that, because they always say that on Shark Tank. You watch that, and they say, you know, you can just, if you just sacrifice and put your mind to it, you can do it. And, you know, you should try, no question. But really, not everybody can do what they dream to do, because then there'd be nobody shoveling the streets. There'd be nobody at Walgreens, you know, taking my order. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is it's okay to be a loser. That's it's not okay not to chase dreams, because people like you deserve to have people like them salting the streets for them. Is that what you're getting to?
What I'm saying is not everybody can achieve their dreams. You should go for it. You should really do that. I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. But then people end up in jobs that just do things like accounting and take care of our taxes, stuff like that.
What's interesting is some people's dream is to salt the roads. There's a guy. Oh, I want to say it so bad. You know what I will say? The guy that is the maintenance man of this building, the NBC Tower, he is living his dream.
Yeah.
I have never met a man who is perfect for their job. He got so excited just a couple weeks ago. He stopped Case and I to show us pictures of dead rats that he has on his phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
And these weren't just on the ready, dude. He took 5 minutes to find each picture of a rat. This guy loves being a groundskeeper.
Was his screensaver a rat? Dead rat?
I didn't pay enough attention. I was more flabbergasted that this guy stopped me on the street to show me dead rats.
Yeah.
It's one of those stories that if Case wasn't there, no one would believe me that this happened.
Yeah, I would have thought it was a bit. You're making it up.
The whole time it was going on, I was like, don't stop this. Let this happen so you can tell the story.
Well, you're damn right. I mean, people do dream of, like, I dream of being a truck driver, and people tell me, like, Trucker Mike or Trucker Craig, well, our truck drivers check in, they go, well, it's not all it's cracked up to be. But they love it. They you know, they do it every day, and they're still doing it. But
of course.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't work out. You got to do a, you know, a plan B. Now, then those people, those inspirational people always say, you can't have a plan B. If you have a plan B, you're going to go to the plan B. You got to go all in on your dream. And, again, that's fair to try that. But at some point, you got to eat. Right?
Yeah, don't eat the plan B.
No. Unless that's not what you want, right?
Brian and Justin, morning.
On Q101.
Brian and Justin on Q101 every morning, 645, 745, 845. Our newsman, Gil Curtis, comes in, gives you the headlines, catches you up on the last 24 hours.
This is not headline news. Britney Spears asked fans to respect her privacy. Of course, she did it in an Instagram video where she's completely naked doing the splits while sucking on a popsicle. But still. A movie about Madonna was canceled, which is too bad because producers hired the special effects team from Alien to capture her later years. James Taylor will launch a Las Vegas residency. It'll be at Geezer's Palace.
Wow.
Someone stole a gorilla statue from a store in Maryland. If only there was some kind of glue to keep that in place. And a Florida woman beat a convenience store clerk with Slim Jims. Some describe the behavior as erratic, but to me it just sounds jerky.
Oh.
This is not headline news.
You know, you had us, Gil. You had us.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
It's White Reaper with Brian and Justin on Q101 and their new album. So albums drop, you know, back in the day, they used to drop on Tuesdays, and now they drop on Fridays at midnight. So that's what happened with them, Asking for a Ride. So you wake up now, it's out there if you, you know, looking for their White Reaper music right now.
Yeah, we checked it out this morning. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Go take a listen. Limited tickets, by the way, still available for their show at the Metro coming up in March. So I'll give a shout out to Metro, by the way, for the Fall Out Boy thing on Wednesday. They have the best customer service, nicest people working all throughout the Metro for any, as far as any venue in town. I'm not saying other venues are mean. I'm just saying they are the most helpful people at the Metro for a punk rock venue. You know what I mean?
They remind me kind of like employees at Costco, where they're happy to be there.
Yes.
It's like
yes.
They're pleasant to speak to.
They really want to help you get in the Metro very yeah. easily.
Although the Aragon has a really good staff as well.
Yeah, they all do, but I would just, you know, overcome Joe Shanahan, the hiring there, whatever, however he goes through the process. I'd like to know what he does to weed everything out.
The same thing the Hooters does.
Oh, is that?
Except you don't have to have Hooters, and you don't have to be a pretty girl. You just have to have a good personality and be a good person.
Yeah, shout out to Squid, who patted me down on the way in.
Yeah, what's up, Squid?
Yeah, nice girl out there.
Wait, it's a girl?
Yeah, it's a girl. Squid's a girl.
Squid is a girl.
Yep.
I wonder why she's named Squid.
Didn't ask.
Did she leave trails? Do squids do that? I think they do.
I don't know what you're talking about. They leave a trail. What do you mean, a breadcrumb?
Kind of like a snail.
Oh, because it's like a wet trail.
Right, yeah.
Okay, I got it now.
A squid trail? Well, why do you think her name is Squid?
Didn't ask. She was patting me down. I thought it was inappropriate.
You asked her name, but you didn't ask why she's named that?
Well, she recognized me from the show, the big show, Brian and Justin show.
Good for you.
And, you know, you're a part of that, by the way. She goes, no. Listen to Brian and Justin all the time.
No, I know, but I don't do what you do. Hey, I'm Brian from Brian and Justin.
Didn't do that.
Know who I am?
No, she recognized my voice when she started patting me down. I went like, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you're Brian.
Oh, your voice when you said, Brian and Justin, Q101. My dad does that. He's such a weird flexer, man. Anytime he's trying to like impress somebody, let's say we're checking out at the grocery store. Like, yeah, made a big sale last night, $135,000 roof. Like, why are you telling me this super loud in front of this woman? She doesn't care.
Oh, that's great.
She made $20,000 last year and has 3 kids to feed.
Yeah.
You bragging about being a roofer isn't going to do anything.
You know what that reminds me of? This isn't your dad, as far as I know, in this Laugh You Go to Hell clip. But this is so very funny. A kid just telling a dad joke, pretty much. And the dad laughing sounds like what your dad might be if he was in the room on this joke.
Mom. Oh. Mom, why can't orphans play baseball? They don't know where home is.
Is that what your dad would do to that joke?
No, my dad doesn't find me funny.
Oh, that's too bad.
The Q101 Morning Crew. Sports.
Well, I think it's finally time to swipe right on the Bulls. I'm sorry, swipe left is when you don't want them anymore, right?
That's right.
Swipe left. Listen, I watched the game last night, and it was really good till the fourth quarter, and they were tied up, and, you know, the Hornets just suck. They're not good. They've won like 14 games all year, and the Bulls aren't anything special, but they're better than that.
Well, the Hornets have been injured all season.
Yeah, LaMelo Ball came back to play against his brother. Well, Lonzo Ball was on the sideline, still trying to hop on 1 foot, see if he can make it back in the game. But that would have been pretty special if they played against each other. But they had him, and just like the guy attempting to lose his virginity goes premature, oh, it happened again. It happened again. The Bulls blow a tight game in the fourth, and LaMelo was a big part of that win. 111-96, they lose. Right after a team meeting where they yelled at each other for sucking. That's the first game after that meeting. Come on now. They need better players. They have some good players, and I love basketball, but they need some better players.
Wow, it's crazy you saying this because you've always defended the starting five.
I have, and I'm over it now because time's running out. We can sit here and wait another year for development, but we got to get a big dog. We got to get, you know, somebody that can drain threes guaranteed, and we got to get somebody that can be mean. We need a defender in the paint, mean one.
Do you have anybody in mind?
I don't.
I know it sucks, right? I want to have all the answers, too. I want to go, ooh, this would be fun. Oh, this would be great. But no one's going to want to come to Chicago.
Well,
and I told you, we had to get rid of Zach LaVine a couple years ago. We had to. The price was high.
Yeah, and now
he's worth nothing.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, somebody would take him, of course, at this point, but their contract's too big, so you got to absorb that. You know what I mean? It's... kind of defeated now.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I was good. Now I'm fine. Tomorrow they're at the Magic. The Blackhawks beat the Flames 5-1, okay?
Let's go.
But the Blackhawks are still in last place in the Central Division. Tomorrow they're at the Oilers, though.
Although the Flames does sound like an off-brand cereal.
Mike Tyson's facing a $5 million lawsuit for sexual assault.
He did it.
I don't know if he did it.
Well, it's right around the same time that he went to prison for the same crime.
Yeah, it's way back.
So, yeah. I'm just kidding. I don't know, but it is alleged.
Well, no. I mean, you might not. I mean, 3 years in prison, 1992 after that, and the anonymous woman said Mike at a club, invited her to a party, and then got into his limo, and then things happened.
Yeah, she was lured into the limo.
Yeah.
How do you lure somebody into a car?
Well.
What kind of candy would it take? What would it take today as an adult? Let's say we've never met, and I pull up in my 2014 Jetta. Skirt! Roll down the window.
I've recently rediscovered Starbursts.
You got the yellow burst in there? Oh, yeah, I got the yellow burst.
But if you got a family pack of Starbursts that we can open and split and share on the back seat, I'm going in the car.
Have you seen those Starbursts, the big packs?
Yes.
Looking like an extended clip?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Oh, I love that.
Oh,
and now
God.
They sell ones that are all pink?
Yeah.
Fire. Pink's the best.
It is the best. I used to love lemon the best, the yellow.
You're disgusting.
What do you mean?
That's the worst. That's the worst one.
No, it's not.
I didn't even know it existed.
There's a lot of them out there. Listen, if he did it, let him rot in jail. Okay, that's what we're saying. Oh, Chicago Wolves delivered the AHL championship last season.
The who?
The Chicago Wolves hockey team.
There you go.
What'd I say? Wolves?
You say wolves. You do. You talk like a 3-year-old. I'm fui today. I'm fui, and for my birthday, we're gonna have a foie cake. Okay.
Did I say wolves?
You always say wolves.
Case the producer, I said Wolves.
Yeah.
So the Chicago Wolves gave the AHL championship last season. You know, very fun. You should get out to a Wolves game if you can. This weekend, they made some special sweaters, as we say in hockey, the jerseys, to spread mental health awareness.
Oh, nice sweaters.
Yeah. Now you tell me, Justin. You're the advocate of mental health, 100%.
Whoa! Go in on that. What were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yes, you were. Hey, Justin.
You've experienced a lot of mental health. More than me.
Hey, Justin, you hate yourself.
That's not true. You read into what I said, however you read into it. Okay? I love you for it.
Okay, so now you want me to be the judge of these jerseys because I suffer with mental health issues from time to time?
Yeah, now these are the jerseys they're going to wear tomorrow night to spread joy and to spread the awareness of mental health. Well, I'm going to show Justin the jersey right now. 1, 2, 3.
All right, let's see. What? That does not spread anything about mental health. That looks like Fruit Loops.
It does.
That's wild.
It's scary. The Wolves logo is scary, but then everything else like a butterfly. I mean, it's very nice. It's nice they're doing this. We're not ripping on that. The jersey's a little scary.
Of course, but I always hate when they do stuff like this because it feels so fake. It's kind of like how the NFL will like have all the military jerseys.
Yeah. Oh, some of those are sweet, though.
No, they're badass. But yeah. The NFL doesn't care about the military. Like, these corporations don't care. They're only doing it because it's the trending thing to do. It shows that we care. It's like Target during Pride. They'll have 100 Pride shirts. The day after Pride, not one shirt.
Well, they got sold out, right?
Yeah, right.
You don't think they sold out?
Of course not. Nobody goes to Target for their Pride shirt.
I did.
Oh, you're like Target. You go, what, today's Pride Month? Well, if I go in the last day, I can get it for cheap.
Well, that's true. Absolutely. St. Patty's Day. I go there for Christmas, Hanukkah, Halloween.
But it is great.
It is great they're doing it. It just looks a little scary. It's like,
it's a little bit much.
Yeah. But also, finally, the football game Sunday. You've got the 49ers at the Eagles and the Bengals, the Chiefs deciding the Super Bowl. These are going to be good games because the picks, you know, the spreads go on my boys DraftKings. Make sure you download and use the Q101 as the promo code. $5 gets you 200 in free bets, which Justin did last weekend, and now he's addicted to gambling.
Yeah, if you have an addictive personality, I would pump the brakes on all that.
Hey, 1-800-GAMBLER, you're fine.
I can't stop. And I got my girlfriend Steph addicted. Dude, she came into the living room Sunday rubbing her hands together and goes, all right, what do we got? What bets are on the table today? I'm like, chill.
Uh-huh.
Relax.
It's fun. It's so fun.
I hate losing money, though.
So you're going to bet on this weekend, though?
Of course.
No, who are you going to bet on? So you got 49ers, Eagles favored, you know, I guess about 2.5 at this point. Chiefs, Bengals is like a pick'em game with the Chiefs favored by 1 point. That's a pick'em game.
So how do you bet? Do you bet on what you truly feel is going to win, or you bet what you hope happens?
Well,
because I always bet what I hope happens.
That's the problem. You got to call me before you put this money down. I used to bet on emotion. You can't. You got to be emotionless. Okay. Now, you got to go with your gut. You got to go that way as well. But
well, then I'll go Phillies. Because it's obvious.
The Eagles, you mean?
No, the Phillies.
Or the Phillies are baseball.
It's crap.
Brian and Justin, mornings
on Q101.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
we're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.